Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 29th of June. A weekend of trading attacks between Iran and the United States has not seemingly upset the oil futures market. This is no doubt a reflection of the fact that after 18 months of erratic policy making from the United States, investors were never expecting the Versailles Memorandum to be smoothly implemented. And, of course, the spurt of aggression has now been replaced with a pledge from both sides to stop trading blows ahead of more negotiations. Given the political pressures in the States, investors continue to assume that the US will make the necessary concessions to allow Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz on a more stable basis. Russian President Putin's admission that Russia may need to import fuel following weekend strikes by Ukraine against oil facilities in Russia has also not seemingly moved the market. The impact is not so significant for global demand. In Japan, the consumer seems to be following the trends that have been set by other developed economy shoppers and has been happily spending money. Retail sales for May were stronger than expected, and the April data was revised higher too. These are nominal numbers, however. Some countries adjust their retail sales data for inflation, others, unhelpfully, do not, and Japan falls into the latter category. Subsidies and regulation may have had something to do with this strength. There was a desire to buy air conditioning units before new regulatory standards are applied, changing the models available. Subsidies in various areas have been restraining prices. The modest inflation rate means Japan's spending power has been enhanced by these subsidies, although there is still some evidence of price sensitivity on the part of Japanese consumers. There is no reckless disregard for the cost of living in Japan. Europe's cost of living is going to be hinted at with the release of Spain's preliminary consumer price inflation data for June. The European Central Bank believes, or pretends to believe, that there is a lurking danger in the inflation data that requires a move away from a neutral policy stance towards something more restrictive. The reality is likely to be an absence of a lurking inflation threat. Spain does have some quirks, however. The general trend to spending on having fun that's marked the post-pandemic environment may be getting a geographic tilt in Spain's favour. People have not been flocking to Dubai for holidays, for instance, and more people, in consequence, have been visiting Spain, staying for longer and spending more money. Demand shifts like that have a bearing on things like restaurant spending. The UK is offering some credit data, which is of modest interest. The housing side gets attention from some quarters. However, the UK household balance sheet has been strong of late, and consumption is more being determined by the willingness to vary household savings rates than by borrowing more money. The United States is offering the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey, which has little to no economic relevance, but the comments section always serves as a wonderful comedic interlude for economists. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein
does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.